dad didn't get the car checked when it started making trouble. Now it's just about ready to break.
It's important to have your car checked out regularly and your spiritual life too. Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. If you forget to check the oil, your car might break down and you'll find yourself stranded on the side of the road. But it's not just your car you have to check, but yourself too. Listen to what it says in Psalm 139. Search me, O God, see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And let's listen to our story for Sunday. It's called Running Rough. What's wrong with the car, Daddy? Asked 5-year-old Lydia as the family drove to their country home after a church service in the village. It's jerking. It's sure running rough, said Dad. It's been doing that lately, but it's never been this bad before. Are we going to make it home? Lydia peered through the window at the trees lining the steep drop at the side of the road. Sure we'll make it, said Lydia's older brother Barrett. We always do. The car slowly climbed a long, steep hill. Dad pushed the accelerator pedal to the floor, but the car refused to speed up. Dad frowned. I must say, I'm annoyed with myself for not checking this out sooner, he said. I should have taken the car to the mechanic when I first noticed it wasn't running smoothly. I think it's getting worse, said Barrett. He wasn't so sure they'd make it home after all. Mom sighed. Well, at least we're close enough to home that we can walk the rest of the way if we have to, but we'd have a long uphill hike. I guess the car needs regular checkups just like we do, said Barrett. Like Pastor Kim said in his sermon this morning, have a checkup every day, and if you see a trouble spot, take care of the problem before it gets worse. Our car needs a checkup every day? Lydia asked, puzzled. Barrett laughed. No, we do. As we pray, read the Bible, and go to church, we need to be on the lookout for any trouble spots of sin that God may be pointing out to us. If we see any, we need to confess them to Him right away. Jesus will forgive us and help us fix them so we can run smoothly again. To the relief of the whole family, the car kept going, and they finally reached their driveway. Well, said Dad. I hope you'll remember this lesson about doing regular checkups in your life, because I don't intend to let this car teach us that lesson again. Tomorrow, it goes to the mechanic to be fixed. Well, what about you? Do you do regular checkups in your life? Do you spend time with the Lord in prayer, in His Word, and at church? When you do that, you may see trouble spots of sin in your life that don't match up to how He wants you to live. If so, confess them to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Trust Him to help you turn away from sin. Then keep doing checkups to make sure you're living in a way that shows others His love. Our key verses are Psalm 139, 23, and 24.
Search me, O God, see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
And our key thought for Sunday, examine your life daily.
Hey, Zach, why didn't Adam and Eve eat the fruit off the tree of life before they ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
God told them they could eat from any tree except for one, which was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, there was also the tree of life in the garden, which could give eternal life. Adam and Eve didn't eat from it first, probably because they didn't think they needed to. But then the serpent came and tricked Eve. Instead of trusting God, Eve and Adam ate the forbidden fruit, and that's when everything changed. Sin entered the world, and they were no longer allowed to stay in the garden or eat from the tree of life. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.